In February, Shelley Zamblin was a municipal court judge in the city of Spokane when Governor Jay Inslee picked her to fill a vacant Superior Court seat. State law requires her now to run for the seat to keep it beyond this year. Municipal and district courts are considered courts of limited jurisdiction, traffic tickets, misdemeanors, simple infractions. Superior Court handles the more serious cases, and so it was no surprise that when we met Zamblin, she had a big white binder with her. She was sitting at a table on the patio of a coffee shop a few blocks from the courthouse. Inside the binder were the papers for the cases she would consider later that afternoon.
This is a very small Friday civil motion binder. I was talking to another judge the other day, and they had a stack of paper about that thick, so, you know, roughly 5 inches thick. And that was for one motion. It is mind-blowing, in a sense, how much and how varied it is. There's Involuntary Treatment Act hearings, juvenile, criminal felonies, family law, commercial disputes, unlawful detainers. I sit on that docket.
In other words, she does a lot of reading. Often she'll take binders home on the weekend to prepare for Monday cases.
And it's funny because I'm not really a morning person, and I gave up coffee. And as you can see from my iced coffee here, I'm back to drinking it. And I'm usually at work around 7:30, if not before. And I usually work through lunch and stay late. So it's definitely voluminous.
Zamblin touts her experience as a judge as a reason why she believes voters should choose her over her opponent.
Judicial experience is very helpful. Temperament, because, you know, you're dealing with people, you know, not at their best as a general rule. You know, if it's a criminal situation, you know, their life and liberty is at peril. If it's a family law situation, it's a highly emotionally charged situation for everybody involved.
And she says that's where doing the job every day as opposed to fill-in work on the bench makes her the better candidate. Shelley Zamblin's opponent is attorney Dennis Cronin. As we sat in his conference room, I noticed over his shoulder a photo of the late Carl Maxey. He was the longtime attorney and civil rights activist whom Cronin calls his legal mentor.
Carl Maxey took me out of legal services back in the 80s, around 86 or so, if I get the date right about then, when I was a poverty lawyer. And from there, for the next 15 years, I worked for Carl Maxey, became his partner, became his personal attorney, became the firm's attorney, went all over Washington.
Trying cases in different counties, different jurisdictions.
Carl was an amazing man, an amazing influence. And I am who I am as a lawyer because of him.
Cronin now runs a solo practice near the courthouse. When we meet, he points to a chart that lists the heavy workload of the Superior Court, more than 28,000 cases filed during the first 5 months of this year. He says the court needs to address some of the structural issues that lead to such a large number of people being incarcerated.
There are families that are being traumatized over in that court. More so than when they come in. I mean, they come in under trauma. The families in one way or another are having serious problems. That's why they're in court. The system over there is just making the trauma worse. It shouldn't take 2 years for a family that's restructuring to get a divorce. It shouldn't cost $50,000 for a family that's restructuring to get a divorce.
Cronin believes the Superior Court needs to carry out a review and find ways to make it more efficient for people to move through the system.
There are alternative ways to resolve disputes other than the traditional manner of hiring lawyers, going to court, spending a lot of money for over a year, going through motions and practice, and then you can do it quicker, you can do it cheaper, you can do it in a more dignified manner, such as mediation, facilitative mediation, or an arbitration.
That's an area where he says he's very experienced. Dennis Cronin is one of the two candidates for a seat on the Spokane County Superior Court bench. He's running against a sitting judge, Shelley Zamblin. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.